Thank you for joining us this Saturday morning. It's Rosie on the House. You can join the conversation by calling 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Or now our new text feature, 411-923. Name and town to please to help us help you. But we've got another special guest along with Mayor Olberg. We've got Tommy Meredith, owner of Jersey Lily Saloon. You've had this since...
going on 15 years. Yeah, didn't think I'd ever get to that point, but we just celebrated our 14th year in October.
Not probably what you're thinking about how you were going to spend your retirement?
I didn't even know I was going to be here 14 years ago, and then I thought it might be a three-year stay at the max, but we blended in and have enjoyed it. And getting so old now, might be thinking about other things, but it's been a great ride, and I don't mean that we're leaving, but we have enjoyed it. And I could have gotten out any time I wanted to, I suppose, that'd be in Prescott.
So it doesn't seem like wrapping the lights around a tree trunk would be a big deal, but it really is a big deal, and especially when you're doing 104, Mr. Edelbrock, 104 trees get wrapped on the courthouse square, and there's 138 approximately. So the lion's share of it, that's a considerable expense, and the county does the lights, the town does the courthouse. So I mean, it's not just one person out there stringing lights. This is a big deal, and it takes a financial commitment, and there was a strain that was creating. And someone, you had mentioned that to the town council meeting, and from your story that you shared with us yesterday, you were giving them a hard time, and they said, "Well, Tommy, why don't you do something about it?" And you said, "Well, Buster, I will."
That's just about the way I said it, too. I took the challenge, and little did we know that we would get to this point. But as of 2 days ago, we needed $750 to make our $30,000 commitment, or at least our projection. And we have the lighting tonight and presentation of the bronze that goes along with the donations. And we'll have a lucky winner tonight, and I'm sure we'll get enough donations today to make the $30,000.
So. And that $30,000 is privately raised, fundraised.
Yes.
And it's what helps keep this annual Christmas tree going, and that's money that's now not a strain on the taxpayers, and it creates this wonderful, it helps make this whole weekend possible.
Well, yes, and we can honestly say there's a lot larger fundraisers around town, but we can honestly say 100% goes towards to the lighting, and we have a great committee. Gary Edelbrock here is very active in it, and he's our point man, going out and hitting people up pretty much. But it's a joint effort, and it if you looked at our back bar right now, you'd see hundreds of bulbs that we have prepared for people to put their name on them, and then they're applied to the bar and get a little recognition out of it besides the tickets for the raffle for the bronze.
And tell me about that bronze statue out there. That's an additional raffle.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yes,
Merry Christmas.
Yes, Brad Williams this year donated the bronze, and it's about a $5,000 value and very, very, very nice. And that gives people a little incentive to, we hope, to donate a little more, which avails them the to get more tickets and have a big, better chance. You know.
And how much is a raffle ticket?
It starts out $25 minimum to get one ticket, and then it goes $50, three tickets, $100, seven tickets, and right on up. So we've been lucky enough. I don't know whether I should mention this, but Rosie on the House has been one of our biggest contributors.
Well, thank you. A few hours ago, just about how special this town is to us and the history that we have here in Arizona, in our family life. This was the first place that Mom and Dad kissed back in the 70s, right on Courthouse Square. Amanda and I, this was the first trip we ever took together. It's was to this event 5 years ago. She came up to see the broadcast and do the Christmas tree lighting with us. So it's got a lot of family history to us. So anything we can help keep it going, we are here. And that bronze statue is immaculate. And who do I buy the tickets from?
You're looking at him, right, Gary and I, right here. We sell them at the bar, and
okay,
and they're marketed well, basically right out of the Jersey Lily. And of course, we work in conjunction with the chamber in the downtown partnership, which actually contract the work that is done. But they being a 501(c). Our money comes in to us, and we present it to them, and they are able to put it in the bank.
And how long will they be selling tickets, up to when?
Well, a lot of people think we're through tonight, but really not. We've the lighting, and that's one of the nice things about the lighting. It lasts through Martin Luther King Day, which is, I think, the 16th of January. So people will have that much time to enjoy them. So we can continue collecting. Yeah, we probably will go for another week or two and then call it quits.
It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.